Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
It is Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann this morning. And one of the lead stories on Herald Live this past week, are ANC and DA set to join forces in the Bay? Deputy Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, Andrew Whitfield, joins us now in his capacity as provincial leader of the Democratic Alliance. Andrew, thanks for joining us. It's common knowledge that the ANC and the DA are meeting about Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. Can you confirm this is with a view to forming an alliance or coalition and a new leadership structure with a new mayor?
Thanks very much for having me, Darren. It's great to be here and good day to your listeners. I can confirm that I've reached out to Premier Oscar Mabuyane in his capacity as chairperson of the ANC in the Eastern Cape in an effort to have a discussion about how we can bring stability to the governance challenges and service delivery issues in Nelson Mandela Bay. This is obviously off the back of GNU negotiations, which resulted in a government of national unity at a national level. At the center of those discussions was local government. And how do we stabilize local government? And are there opportunities for us to partner with various people at different levels? So at this stage, I would classify these as informal discussions. I met with the Premier today in East London on official government business and just made the point again that we need to continue engaging on scenarios that can bring stability. I'd be cautious to use words such as coalition or partnerships or anything of that nature at this point. But certainly conversations where we can both agree, and we do, that stability is necessary, whatever the shape that a partnership or a coalition or whatever comes out of these discussions looks like.
Andrew, it does seem counterintuitive for both parties to be part of a government of national unity, but then in opposition to one another at municipal level.
Well, not necessarily. There are three spheres of government, local, provincial, and national. There's legislation that governs how those work, and there's, I think, a political understanding of how that works. Because if we were to follow that logic, it would mean that in the Western Cape, where we have a majority, we should be working in partnership with the ANC. Where municipalities have less than 50%, obviously the conversation becomes very important on how we create partnerships to bring stability or how we concede on certain decisions. As I say, it's early stages at this point, Darren, and I think that my heart in this discussion is very much focused on putting the people of Nelson Mandela Bay first. I think people of Nelson Mandela Bay are sick and tired of political horse trading for positions. We've seen this in every permutation of coalitions that both the ANC and the DA have led in Nelson Mandela Bay, that there are a range of smaller parties, not all of them, but many of them, that are simply rent-seeking on the basis of positions that they can obtain. That conversation now needs to end. The center of the conversation must now be, how do we improve the lives of the ordinary resident of Nelson Mandela Bay? And so, you know, counterintuitive perhaps to some, that we would work together at national level and not a local, but it is complex. We've seen that in Nelson Mandela Bay. The ANC is not a united organization in Nelson Mandela Bay. And that does make discussions difficult at a local level, which is why I'm engaging with the Premier at a provincial level.
And Andrew, what are the challenges or stumbling blocks that you anticipate if you are to embark on this journey?
Well, I mean, some of the stumbling blocks are, you know, I'm sure that discussions around, you know, who gets what seats and whatever will eventually emerge. One of them is who's the biggest party in Nelson Mandela Bay. There are 48 seats for the DA, 48 seats for the ANC in council, even though the DA got a few thousand more votes. And the principle that the ANC has adopted at a national level is that the biggest party should take the mayoral seat. So I think that's going to be a central discussion. We believe that we have demonstrated when we've been in the mayoral office, for the most part, that we can start to turn things around. And the DA is one united entity in Nelson Mandela Bay, and that's not the same for the ANC. And so that's a second challenge, which I've already raised, is who do we talk to in Nelson Mandela Bay? And can we trust the commitment to work together if that is where the discussion leads? At this point, the informal discussions between the Premier and I are very much based on the positive sentiment that's been generated around the GNU, the maturity that's been displayed, and we're trying to focus on the positives and build that discussion based on positives rather than to focus on the negatives. Obviously, those challenges will emerge in discussions that may ensue. But you have seen from the Herald as well, Darren, that the ANC is not united in talking to the DA. They have just simply made the point that they want to be the mayor of the existing coalition and remove Gary van Niekerk. And so that would take us out of the conversation. I would also just make the point to you and to your listeners that the DA is not power hungry for the sake of power. We are very happy to continue to play a robust opposition role to hold the government accountable, but we will explore every possible avenue to work together with those that want to build, and we need to sideline those that want to break. And in Nelson Mandela Bay, it's not always easy to find the builders, but very easy for us to identify who the breakers are.
So as you say, informal talks at this stage, exploratory talks, if everything was to go the way you'd like it to, what sort of time frame is attached to a process like this?
Oh, Darren, that's a very big question. I mean, look, to get Retief Woudendaal into the mayoral seat, it took Helen Ziller and I the better part of 3 to 4 months to negotiate, while smaller parties horse-traded with the ANC behind the scenes. And, you know, so I think we've learned who our enemies are and who we can trust in this relationship. We've got coalition partners who are smaller parties that we can trust and we have trusted before. And where there's trust, there's speed. I think Stephen Covey once wrote a book called The Speed of Trust. And so I have to build a relationship with the Premier where he and I can trust each other on a set of broad commitments. And whatever this looks like. And remember, in the GNU negotiations, one of the outcomes could have been a confidence and supply arrangement where, for example, the ANC would be in the executive, the DA would not. We would remain in opposition's benches of parliament, and we would support the ANC government on a case-by-case basis, and obviously leverage our influence over them to make certain proposals into budgets, etc. That is a scenario. So I don't think we must look at this from a singular frame of coalition. There are various options that can play out. And we've got a very strong record as an opposition. And if we can play a meaningful role in a confidence and supply arrangement, that's something we must discuss and explore. My timeline on this is urgent, and that's the best that I can give you. The situation in Nelson Mandela Bay is deteriorating rapidly. The Gary van Niekerk has done the city absolutely no favors because he's accountable to a handful of voters. And so the ANC and the DA, who are accountable to the majority of voters in Nelson Mandela Bay, must make decisions in the best interests of all residents because we've been given a mandate to do so.
Residents are crying out for stability in this metro. Do you have positive words for them on that front?
Absolutely. I think that the GNU presents us with a unique opportunity post the 29th of May election to have different conversations about the future of local government in Nelson Mandela Bay. I've met with our councillors in Nelson Mandela Bay, specifically our ward councillors, who are the interface, both ANC ward councillors and DA ward councillors. There's only one ward that's not controlled by the ANC or the DA. Ward councillors are the interface with the public, and our ward councillors are under extreme pressure because the administration of the municipality is collapsing. I believe that if we are able to stabilize the politics, we will be able to stabilize the administration by filling critical vacancies and executive directorships in various departments, appointing a capable, fit-for-purpose city manager. And you will recall Johan Mettler during the times of Ethel Trollope as the mayor. There are capable civil servants that are prepared to serve. We must create a conducive environment for them to do that. When Retief was the mayor, he was able to demonstrate very quickly that improvements are possible. And so we know that in a city like Nelson Mandela Bay, in spite of the challenges that are faced, we can turn the situation around quickly if we have competent, capable public representatives supported by capable and competent civil servants. That is our mission, and that is the center of my discussions, which I'm having on an informal basis with the Premier of the Eastern Cape.
So if I can pose a final question to you outside of our discussion so far, you've been in the job a couple of months now, Deputy Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition in the Government of National Unity. Early impressions? Challenging?
Well, it's extraordinarily challenging, but for the most part, we've developed a reasonable working environment, as reasonable as one could expect. I think that there are still some big decisions that we face, and there are obviously issues like the NHI that the DA vehemently disagrees with. We support universal access to basic healthcare, but we do not support the NHI in its current format. And these are things where we're going to lock horns and we're going to have disagreements. And we really hope that we can that cool heads can prevail and that we're able to resolve these challenges in a mature and responsible way so that it doesn't compromise the government of national unity. I believe that there are enough interests on all sides to sustain the government of national unity, as tough as it is and as contradictory sometimes as our positions on issues are. But this is what voters have asked us to do. And the alternative is an EFF-MK stitch-up with the ANC. And that is not something that people want. I don't believe that is what is going to build a pathway to prosperity in South Africa. It's going to take us further down the pathway to poverty. And so we must make the GNU work. And maturity, cool heads, and responsible leadership is what is going to move South Africa forward through the current GNU, and we hope to be able to pull Nelson Mandela Bay into our slipstream so that it can realize its full potential. And that is our mission.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for your time, Andrew Whitfield.
Thank you very much, Darren.
ANC Chief Whip in the Eastern Cape Legislature, Loyisa Magashela, joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines, discussing recent reports that the ANC and the DA are involved in preliminary discussions about the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality. Loyisa, good morning. Thank you for your time. What can you tell us?
The ANC, of course, we're very much concerned about making sure that the people on the ground receive the best out of any coalition. It shouldn't be a coalition which is a convenience of leadership, but a coalition to the convenience of the citizen. Now, we just felt, of course, informed by what is prevailing in the country in terms of the government of national unity. There is that appetite now to make sure that where the ANC is in majority in terms of winning, we must then be in charge rather than considering the issue of smaller parties. This influence then, that fever, that kind of a view is receiving or is getting spread throughout the country where the ANC is in coalition with other parties.
Mm.
So I can simply say we shall then at an appropriate time be furnished with all that info in as far as the developments are concerned around Nelson Mandela Metro. So far, we do not have any detail and update that we can share with yourselves until we get that briefing from the person directly deployed to deal with such.
Loyisa, just tell me, how long do you anticipate a process like this typically taking? I'm sure you know that the residents in Nelson Mandela Bay, we're crying out for some stability. So how long do you think a process like that would typically take to play itself out?
No, it depends on the parties that are at play in that area as to how they really find each other. But for as long as they not finally, agreeable on anything, then it's still going to be a process. But we believe as soon as they knock sense, which I think it shouldn't be something that takes too long. But I can't concretely say to you, it will be next week, it will be sometime next month. But depending on the parties that are there, and what they are agreeing upon. But I think it should be really a difficult exercise. But yeah, we will get the facts and then share with yourself when that time comes. You can check with us sometime next week in terms of the progress so that at least we are able to say to you, these are the developments in that part of the province.
Just a final question for you, Loyisa. We're in an unusual situation in Nelson Mandela Bay where there isn't a party that has more votes than the other. The ANC and the DA, I think you're both sitting with 48 seats in the council at the moment. Does that not create an unusual situation?
Yeah, I'm saying that there won't be challenges in that regard. It depends on the willingness and dedication and commitment by the parties involved in terms of agreeing on whatever they would be agreeing on. So that would just be my take in that regard.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.